Shalom Aleichem, peace be with you, and Salam Aleikum. It is a great honor, great pleasure to be here with you, my brothers and sisters. And I just want to share with you a few words before we start singing. Many times in quiet moments, I'm taken back to a typical Shabbat dinner or a holiday dinner at my parents' home, when we have a festive meal, and after that, we will be singing. And I would ask my father, why do we have to sing? And my father would say, well, because singing is the most powerful and the most ancient form of one's expression. Because singing opens the gates of the heart and the gates of heaven that cannot be opened any other way. Because singing, especially with people, even if you don't know them, singing in unison can create shalom, can create peace. And he would go on and on why singing is really powerful. So, of course, and I would say, why can't we just sing songs of Madonna's and Michael Jackson and things like that? Mm-hmm. Why do we sing this kind of songs that I will be talking about? It says, because these are powerful songs. This Jewish sacred piyutim, piyutim comes from the Greek word paitan, poet, like the word poet in English, are ancient, are powerful, and connect us to one another, and connect us to the Almighty. And the most important, reminds us that each of us is created by God's image, and each of us has our own tone, our own sound, that is the reflection of our soul, our unique neshama. And also when we sing, we forget, we kind of bring all the barriers down and we create a harmony and a feeling, a spiritual feeling that cannot be created really in other ways. So I brought you here a few piyutim that are ancient. The first one, Hatanu Lefanecha. It is a very ancient piyut, over 1500 years. And this piyut is basically asking God to forgive us because we are human beings and we are not perfect. And sometimes we goof, sometimes we don't do the right thing. So this is like bring us back, grounds us back to our places and shakes us up and telling us, especially this time of the year, before Yom Kippur, before the high holidays, during this month, also the Elul, the last month that we just finished, and this time is to shake us up and wake us out of our places so we can be really aware of what's going around us. And also we can reflect and look at ourselves and see and say to ourselves, what kind of human beings are we? And what can we do to make this planet a better place? And how can we create peace within us, within our community, and with the entire world? So the first piyut is Chatanu Lefanecha, Rachem Aleinu, and it is written in English, in Hebrew, excuse me, there is also translation, and also in Hebrew. Hebrew is transliteration. And the chorus is repeating itself, so you can participate. Don't just look at me. You're making me nervous.
You'll sing.
Okay. So. Adon aselichot bochen elevavot gole amukot do Ah. say that if you notice, the melody is very much like Middle Eastern, because they were very much influenced not only by how to write the poetry, because it's very much like how it was written 1,000 or 1,500 years ago, just like the Arabic poems, and also the music was very, very much influenced by the instruments that surrounded them. So all the songs have this upbeat, and even though this song is saying all the great attributes of God and keep on repeating Hatanu lefanecha, we have sinned before you, God, Rahim, just like in Arabic, Rahim, Rahim aleinu, have mercy upon us. Even though the words are like almost crying, you notice that the music, it's uplifting. So when we worship God, we don't have necessarily, I believe, necessarily always to suffer like Rabban, you know, like Rabbi Nachman from Braslev, who was on an empty stomach and suffering. You can also find spirituality and find God within you through joy and singing. So, should we have a song?
You want to break like one?
No.
Or should we go on for another one?
Everything being said, so nothing left to us.
Oh.
No, I'm just
kidding.
How about one more in the
no,
double?
No, I'm just. I'm
one more.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Okay, so.
One more.
Okay, so you know, I would like you actually to skip page 2 and go to page 4, Refat Siri. And this piyut. This actually poem that was written actually relevantly to all the thousands upon hundreds of thousands of piyutim that have been written for 2,000 years, only in the last 100 years, and it was written by Rabbi Rafael Ederi. He was from Morocco, from a small town, Meknes, and he went to Tesent Yeshiva as my grandfather. And he was actually a very, very poor man. It was that life was not easy for him. And he was a barber, and they say that when he would cut people's hair, he would be singing and chanting. And this is one of the chants, one of the piyutim that he wrote. And this piyut, he's begging the Almighty to heal him and to heal all of us. You know, anyone who is in need of healing of the soul or of the body needs a healing, and this is Refat Siri. And actually, I use this piyut with one of my students, an eighth grader who actually lost her mom a year ago, and it was right during this time. And she was very 13-year-old, was very angry at God, and I felt like I couldn't give her really much comfort. She lost her mother. Whatever I would say would be. She doesn't have a mother, but, excuse me, that was 3 years ago when she lost her mother. And I said, okay, let's chant together. Let's see if we can find some ways of healing through the music. And it did help her, as a matter of fact. And she says that she reflects on it all the time, and she sings it when she thinks of her mom, and it gives her some kind of a comfort. So may this piyut bring healing to all of us here and to the entire world, and bring us human beings closer to each other, understanding one another, and living in harmony and peace. Amen. Refat Siri. Yeah. You can use the darbuka, the djembe, whatever you want. I trust you. Refat Siri Elena. Amen. שוכרן, תודה רבה.
You are waiting for Islamic music, say, okay, well, now what kind of Islamic music do we have? But I don't know if music is Islamic. There are a lot of debates about scholars and academics. They can talk about it, but one thing I can tell you, Islam is musical. I mean, and why I'm saying that, in God's creation, you can see the harmony from the atoms movement to the galaxies. Aren't they rhythmic? Aren't the waves coming to the shore of the, I mean, from the ocean, aren't they rhythmic and leaves a melody to your ears? Aren't your heart, isn't your heartbeat actually give you a melody or a rhythm? So there's a rhythm in the universe, and God manifests himself, or herself, or himself, so God manifests himself through his creation, through a rhythm. And that's what we feel. That's why maybe we are all drawn to music. We would like to feel God, and as long as we are in harmony with him, the way he has created nature, then we are in peace. We enjoy the music. But if you are not, then there's a chaos. Think everybody going on freeway with 80 miles, and you say, I'm not going, and then boom, accidents. Think of a star or planet does not move in harmony. What kind of chaos will happen? So since there is harmony in music in everything, we decided to talk about God's names. There are a lot of God's names, about 99 known names. We will try to compose it. We practice only twice, once outside here and once a few days ago. So we'll read that one. So we'll say, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Allah. Well, I think we have to sit next to each other or come to them first. Make sure that you'll both be here.
Yeah.
God, I mean, God's 99 names, and every single of them, of course, manifests in the world. It's up to say, God is beautiful and it creates beautiful things. He's Rahim, he's merciful to all creation. So all these ones, by mentioning his names or singing his names, hopefully we are in harmony. That's God's sign. Yes, hopefully we are in harmony with God. Thank you.
It's very interesting to know we did not talk to each other.
No, I didn't.
And you were talking about all the attributes of God. And the first song we did was the same thing.
Yes, that's why I said nothing is left to us.
Oh, no. But it just showed
how
beautifully we all, you know, think of God. And
well,
and
even if you don't think of him, still he thinks of us.
Yes.
Why are these people crazy?
Exactly. Okay, so this piyut, page 2, was written 2,000 years ago, and it is whoever wrote it for this time of the year, especially in the Middle East, this is like the fall, so they are asking and praying for God. So they are saying, Anenu, Avinu, Anenu, Bor'enu, and it's the same idea, our God, our Creator, our Father, our the merciful one, the good one, the honest one. If you look at the translation, you will see all these great names of God. But this time I need your participation. Whatever I sing, you repeat. So, Naomi, you have heard it before? I'm counting on your voice. Anemi.
I can sing it.
Anemi.
I can count on my voice.
Yeah, so you. Anenu Eloheinu. No, it's not that hard. Yeah. Anenu Elohei Abraham, Anenu. Actually, it's on page 3, I'm sorry. You see, I read it. It's right here. I'm sorry. I goofed. You see, it's page 3 in the middle of the page. Okay, so it's also written in transliteration. Put the papers down. Aili, Aili. ويلح ببيدي يلين أي لي ماي جاد ماي جايد ماي حبيبي فين هو وير إز ماي سو جست تاج ألونج And it's a real song actually from Morocco. So the Jews took it from Morocco and they changed here and there, but it's a very, very traditional Moroccan Mughrabi music. Ayli, Ayli, Habibi Diyali, Fahin Huwa, Ayli.